Now, my sharing of the message tonight will come from Isaiah 42. Are you here? It will come from Isaiah 42, and we'll be sharing very interesting and wonderful things, because God told me that we will be praying and we should pray for new things. Now, let's go to the book of Isaiah 42, and we're going to read several scriptures in Isaiah 42, and I just want your attention as we read these scriptures. All right. Now, the first part I want to read from is from verse 5. We're going to read from verse 5 to verse 13.
Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit of those to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
Behold, the former things have come to pass. And I want everybody else to say this declaration. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now, I want us to read again. I want you to declare this with your heart, with your faith. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now, what does that actually mean? We want to see this from this context, and it's very important. We do have a lot of people right now. Some of you have got a lot of problems, you know, struggling with the certain things that actually you were born with or you eventually inherited along the way. We have people who have situations and problems that don't even understand how to come out. And we have got people battling with these things now. But God is calling these things former things. It says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. There are things that are about to spring forth in your life. And the scripture says, before they have happened, God is telling you there are new things ahead. New opportunities ahead. New doors ahead. Before they spring forth, it says, behold, I declare a new thing. My God. My God. Let's go back on the scripture. It says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. It's a declaration. Now, we'll be looking at the word new. The word new comes from a Hebrew word, chadash. Say with me, chadash. Sounds like hadash. But it's, if we write in, for you to understand properly, there is a C-H-A. So it's chadash. Hadash. Say chadash. So what does the word chadash mean? The word chadash, it simply means a total new thing. It is not a semi-new. It is a complete new thing. If you had built a building and you come back, it's not like we just repented it. No. It is destroyed and a new one has been built. That's the word chadash. It means where there was a desert, it's no longer a desert. You come there, you find rivers moving there. Vegetation is grown up there. There are fruits. Everything there is not what you saw. Someone say chadash. Now, God is saying, Forget your past. I know you are sick. I know there is something that you're passing through. But there is a chadash. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody right here. This is a woman whose life is completely destroyed. This is a woman who's passing through a lot of issues and challenges and problems and fights and marriages, and the husband is a mess and children and all these things are happening. And God says, do not worry, forget about your past, because I am releasing. I declare a chadash. I declare a chadash. This is a man who is struggling. He doesn't even know what to do. It's like all businesses are closed, doors shut, everything else is, he's completely confused. He doesn't even know what to do. And God says, behold, I declare to you, chadash, something in you. Forget about the things you are seeing now, the things you are passing through. God is about to make you drive again. God is about to make you smile again. God is making you to be loved again. God is about to shock you right now. There's a season in this month. God is about to make somebody who was a nobody to become a somebody. Somebody shout with me, say chadash. A new thing. Say it again, say a new thing. Now imagine that you're passing through a lot of challenges and a lot of things are happening. And it's like you're passing, you're coming from a background where a lot of things are not moving. Like now, you don't even know how to pay back your bills. You have a lot of bills to pay. And actually, all your money, just it goes to bills. What God is about to do for you in this month, it will shock you. You'll be a new personality. Are you hearing me? Tell your neighbor, chadash. If you have a neighbor, tell your neighbor, chadash. Tell your neighbor, you have not seen my new me. Everybody knows you as the old you, but there is a new you they have never seen. Say chadash, son. You know this what it means? It means people knew you in a different way. And then they come back. Then they find a chadash. So I'm going to give you some references in the scripture of men who the chadash glory came upon them. Oh. Somebody say chadash glory. What does it mean? These men were old fashioned, and before you knew it, they were different men. And it's what God wants to do for you in the month of November. Am I talking to somebody? Everybody knew Hannah as a barren woman. She went to sleep like this, a barren woman. Everybody knew this woman as a barren woman. But the woman tapped into the chadash and woke up one day pregnant. May you receive chadash. When chadash glory comes upon a person, when the new things glory comes upon a person, it doesn't matter how they know you, how they knew you, a whole different you. Oh my God, I don't know what to say to somebody. Somebody say chadash. Now, can I give another reference? We see a man in the Bible by the name Saul. And this man was a villager. Everybody else knew him as a son who was just growing up there. His father Kish. And he was not much known. And his father told him, he said, go and look for the donkeys, for they are missing. Now, he meets a prophet. And the prophet says to him, he says, you have met me now, but I'm going to refer you. You also meet another group of prophets. You didn't hear? To finish you. And this group of prophets were sons of him, of Samuel. Because Samuel had a school of prophets. Are you here, somebody? So he had a school of prophets. And he says, after you meet me, pass by the school. And you will meet my sons there. But hear this, what the prophet says to him. He says, as you have met me, he says, God has appointed you commander over his inheritance. So said that this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Does he know I'm looking for donkeys? He said, the donkeys you're looking for have been found. And now your father is not worried about the donkeys. In 1 Samuel 10 verse 5, it says, when you meet the prophets, you will be tamed. You will be changed into a different person. Am I talking to somebody right here? In verse 6, it continues. It says, now, is it the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with him, and be turned into another man. The word another man, there is a new man. This was the day, this was the moment, when he met prophets, he became a new man. Am I talking to somebody here? There are people who are actually poor, and will become millionaires. There are people who are suffering. They will move out of suffering. Now, when we are dealing with the Chadash, it does not only mean material things. It also means the spiritual aspect of it. There are people in this season who are struggling in prayer. God will renew your strength. Those who are not prayerful, they'll become prayerful. There are people struggling in faith. They will have faith like you've never seen it before. And there are people who feel like they're backslidden. But God will restore them again. There's going to be an anointing and a wind that's going to blow in the church. And there'll be restoration spiritually. New things will come upon the people. Not only that, financially, it will also happen upon the people. Materially, financially, spiritually, there's going to be a chadash. Somebody say chadash. I'm about to make somebody here realize that whatsoever you are passing through right now, if you keep it in your mind, you're wrong. We'll go there. Are you here, somebody? Behold, a new thing I declare to you. A chadash. An angel met Gideon. Gideon came to an angel. And the angel said to Gideon, he said, hey, mighty man of valor. Gideon said, sir, wrong address. You call me mighty man. He said, yeah, mighty man of valor. He said, not me. Because remember, there was war at that period. And only mighty men were selected to go and fight the battle. If they leave you, it means you're a poor guy, weak. You can't fight in the battle. So everybody who was not strong to fight, they were being sent into the farms to be farming for the fighters in the bush. So Gideon was amongst the people who was actually picked to say, you are too weak, you can't fight in the army. So he was chased from the military school by the bosses, by the generals. Get out, you can't fight. So he's kicked out and he goes into farming. He's in farming so that as they farm, they should prepare food for the soldiers. And he said there, an angel comes and says, mighty man of valor. He said, oh, excuse me, you're talking about me? He said, yeah, you, mighty man of valor. He said, hey. He said, listen. The angel said, listen, the Lord has appointed you to be a leader over Israel. He said, hey, do you know that my family is the least family? We are not known. Are you understanding? Okay. If we check in Judges chapter 6, verse 15.
So he said to him, oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.
Can you imagine this? And this is exactly someone listening to my message, your situation. When you look at your account, you are dry. You have nothing. If you look at yourself, you are useless. You think I am useless. But God says, forget the former things. What I'm about to do now, it is not what you are. It is a whole new thing. I want you to say a louder amen.
Amen.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I promise you there is a lady I'm talking to tonight. I promise you there is a man that God sent me for. A new thing is about to happen. I know you have been disappointed in relationships. Men come, goes, men comes, and they go, they come, they disappoint you, they break your heart. But guess what? Don't worry, don't worry. What God is about to do, a man, a type of a man that God is sending in your life. Somebody say a new thing. It's a new thing, what God is about to do. There is a man right now, you have been applying for jobs, applying for this, and they don't pick you. You apply there, they don't pick you. Do not worry. I don't know my life. I've been trying. Do not worry about that. We are no longer talking about that. That's history. God says, forget about those things. Because what I'm about to do upon you is a complete new thing. Somebody shout, I receive Chadash. There are people who have been trying to do business, and they'll put money in a business and will not work. And they'll try it again. They'll try it again. It will not work. But God says, I know about that. I know how you have been working, how hard you have been trying, how effort you have been putting to make things work and happen. And I understand that you have lost money. I understand you have lost opportunities. But forget about that. Because what I'm about to do is not what you lost. What I'm about to do is not what you went through. What I'm about to do is a complete new thing. And behold, forget all those things. I'm about to do a chadash. There is a new you rising. There is a new you to appear. There is a new you to show up. I speak chadash in your account. Chadash in your business. Chadash in your marriage. Chadash in your prayer life. Somebody say chadash. If you are close at your screen, just put your hand towards your screen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare new things right now. I declare new things right now. In Jesus' name. Do you understand? I'm talking to a certain couple right now, and they're watching me, and they've been fighting, and there's no peace. Every moment, there is no winner in that family, and there's no loser. I want to say something to you. A new thing is coming in that marriage. You will see the peace. You even be shocked. Is it the same man? You only watch in the movies people being bought chocolates. You will experience it in this season. Chadash. Say chadash. Can you imagine that the only moment you saw people receiving chocolates was in a movie? There is a woman I'm talking to right now. She's actually having a husband who doesn't even pray. And it's only her who prays. She's watching me now. You'll be shocked how your husband will come and say, can we pray together? A new thing is about to happen in families. There is a couple, they've got children. They're crazy. Others into drugs. Others are doing crazy things. But guess what? A new thing is coming. You will be shocked, your children telling your mom, I have stopped drugs. Because we're in a season when God is releasing a new thing. There is a new thing that God is releasing. And I'm seeing a lot of visions right now. I'm seeing so many things right now. A lot of things right now. There are payments. Somebody doesn't even know where to start from. Like, where would I even start from? There are too much, many bills. I don't even know where to start from. What God is about to do. You won't even understand how you have paid all those payments. And you'll even have more money to stay with. Because God is releasing a glory of Chadash. Where he made Gideon, who said, I am the least in my family. And my clan is not even known. The angel said, don't worry about that. When we speak, when heaven comes, when heaven intervenes, when heaven appoints you, it doesn't matter where you are coming from, your background, your situation, your status, your condition, a new thing is declared. I decree and declare in this season right now, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, a new thing is coming upon you. I said a new thing is coming upon you. A new thing is coming upon you. I decree and declare, a new thing is coming upon you. Receive in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a new thing. Tell your neighbor, if you have a neighbor next to you, tell them that a new thing. Say chadash. Hey, chadash, a new beauty. Say a new thing. Imagine that you are sick and you have got a problem with your liver and you are praying to be healed, and you go to the hospital, the doctor says, ah, looks like there's a whole new liver. What he just said there is the word chadash. Looks like a chadash has happened to you. Imagine you've got a condition with your heart, and behold, a new heart just appears. You know, as I'm talking to you, I want us to read again the same verse we just read now. Behold, the former things have come to pass. If you do not declare this, and you're watching me right now, and you do not denounce the former things, it's a big mistake. Say with me, all my former things are gone. Come on, somebody say, my former experiences are gone.
My former experiences
are gone. Say it again, my former things are gone.
My former things are gone.
Now the scripture says, are you here, somebody?
Yes.
Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Before the what? The word spring forth there, I think we dealt with this word some 2 weeks ago, is the word parach. To appear in that context, to appear as of shooting from the ground. Declaring or speaking of something new. If you plant a seed, when it is shooting, it doesn't shoot like a matured tree. You will see a new seed that has just risen. Parach. Breaking the ground, the topsoil, pushing it out and coming out. So he says, these things I'm talking about, they are coming. This is how they'll come out. If your car was buried, it will come out. If your promotion was buried, it will come out like a seed. If your healing was buried, it will come out like a seed. If your breakthrough was buried, it will come out like a seed. He says, before I see them, they will shoot out. They will parak. They will sprout out. And as I was praying, and as I, even now as I'm ministering, I'm seeing things happening to people. From a junior to a boss. It's a new season. Somebody say a new season. There is somebody who's getting it, who I'm talking to right now, who knows that the prophet is talking to me. I'm tired with this life. I need a new chapter. I'm tired with this life. I'm tired with this condition. I need a new thing. I'm tired with this mess. I need a new thing. And there is somebody getting it. And that person, this message belongs to you. And I want to tell you this. If you believe it, you will see it happening. I decree and I declare and I prophesy. You shall see this happening. Raise your two hands and say, I receive in the name of Jesus. There are people who are struggling to come out of a certain addictions. Listen, the Lord will help you out. He will break those bondages asunder. There's a new you coming. There are people who are struggling in prayer. They can't pray. No matter how they try to, they are struggling. And there are those who are actually backsliding. And they are watching me now. But God tells me, I should tell you, a new you is coming. Now, we are going to continue in verse 10 as we're still standing, because this is very important. In verse 10, it says what? Sing to the Lord a chadash. I didn't hear this. Sing to the Lord a new song. Now, how do we get into a level of getting into chadash? It is when we also begin to sing new songs. But the song that is being said there, and I want you to get it. Can you imagine that you have been singing a song, I'm struggling, I'm poor. I'm passing through this, I'm sick, I'm lonely, I don't have a child. God says, sing a new song. Begin to see opportunities. Begin to see those doors. Say after me, I am not what the devil says I am. Say something is happening to my family. Oh, say it again. Something is happening in my family. Say there's a breakthrough happening. There's a new thing happening. A new me coming out. Now the scripture says, a new song is a sing to the Lord with a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. And his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it. You coastlands and all inhabitants of them. He's doing a new song. There's something that God is doing. Apart from the material things, God is taking us to a new level of worship. As he's doing new things, he wants us. The reason why he would do a new marriage atmosphere that you'll be experiencing from now, a new thing over your children that he would do for your children now, it is because God wants you to go to a higher level of praise and worship. He says, I need a new worship. I will do a new thing so that I take you to a new level of worship. It is not for entertainment that God will bless you, but God will do it so that he can take you to another realm of worship and praise. Listen to me. There is a new level that God is taking in the church. There is a new level. There's a new level that God wants us. There's a new level of singing, a new level of praising. God wants to take us into a new place where we have never worshipped like before. Where we have never done it like before. Imagine a barren woman who have children. How should she praise God? Imagine a poor man who become a billionaire. How would you praise God? Imagine a lost man who be found. How would you praise God? God is taking the church to a new level of worship and praise. And in the season, God is calling out people. And unfortunately, when God does a new thing, there are very few people who come back to God to worship and to praise. And this is why so many miracles are actually just hanging. Because God understands, you do not understand why a new thing will come. The reason why a new thing will happen is because God wants to take you into a level of new worship, a new level of praise. Not the same norm you come in church or on your own. Lord Jesus, I worship you. Lord Jesus, no! There'll be a new level of praise. Amen. Even how you will sing it. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? The 24 elders in heaven, how do they worship? I didn't understand until I realized that they are not as poor as you think. Like people talk about, oh no, the material thing is not the king. No, the Bible says when they're worshiping, they don't just worship with their mouth. They cast God, you know God. The Bible says they cast their crowns of God. Not color. But those crowns are God. If you take it, you melt it. You can take it for smelting. It will become God. They take it and they throw it on the presence of God. And the angels with incense. Nice smell. They take our prayers from the earth. They burn them first. And they put incense. A good smell goes to God. And God says, oh, there is a woman praying on earth. There is no prayer that goes to heaven like, ah, la, 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 la. All that noise we make is converted to smoke. Am I talking to somebody here? So understand this. So there's a level of worship. We're not just going to worship praising God like, Lord, no. It will get into a level when you worship God with your money. You say, God, I don't know what to do to you. And you take money and say, God, I'm building you a church. Oh my God, as a level of worship, God, I'm building you, I'm buying chairs for the church. We are getting into a new level of worship where you go in your room, you close the door, no one to disturb you. You take your phone out. Right now you still do worship when your phone is next to you. You have not gotten to a level. Time is coming when you will actually take your phone outside your room and switch it to office. I don't want to see you. I want to worship my maker. You close the door. You say, God of new things, I worship you. And you bow and you will worship. Tears will come on your eyes. Not because you're asking God to do you a favor. No. But because you worship him and you praise him and you revere him and you honor him. And because and God will say, hey, that's what we do, new things. A new worship said, sing unto me, get into a new level of worship, and I will do a new thing. And when you do that in verse 3, you see what he says. And you know what he says in verse 7 of Isaiah 43? Do you know what the Bible says? Now, in verse 3 of Isaiah 42, it says what? It says, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not what? Quench. He will bring forth justice. And in verse 7, it says what? To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, to those who sit in darkness, from the prison house. You understand that? God says, I want to do something that even those who are in bondage, I want to take them out. There are people in spiritual prisons. I want to break those prisons. I want to take them out. There are people in bondages. I want to take them out. Then in verse 7, it continues. To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison. Those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Even those in darkness, I will take them out. And then in verse 8, it says, I will not share my glory. There are some demons that are actually happy that they have tied your destiny. And God says, no. I will not going to share my glory. No, I will actually, now look at this. I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory I will not give to another. Nor my praise to carved images. There are certain things right now, they think they are so powerful over your life. God says, no, I will not going to allow them to control you, to have power over you. No, I am the Lord. I'm taking matters in my personal hands. But what God is demanding from us is to take us into another realm of worship. You as a person, he is calling for you to build a personal intimacy, a personal relationship. Otherwise, God will look like a magician. Will be telling you that this is a month of this and you want to see it. This is a month of this and you want to see it, because God is not a magician. You have to act. Amen. We are living in the days of the violence. Am I talking to somebody right here? Now, see the scripture now. In verse 8, it says what? I will not share my glory. So how would I not share my glory? Then we come to verse 9. I will do a new thing. In verse 3, I will break prisons. I will remove people from darkness. In verse 7, I will even open the eyes of the blind. Those who are in certain cages, I will break the cages. In verse 9, he says, I will do a new thing. Am I talking to somebody right here? In verse 10, the scripture says what? It says, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. And verse 11, it continues actually. Verse 11, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. In verse 12, it continues. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise to the coastlands. Are you understanding that even if it's to go to the beach, go to the coastland and worship. If it's to go to the mountain tops, go and worship. So because I'm about to do something very big and it's a new thing. And continue saying, and I want you to hear this part. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. This is the part I wanted you to hear as you are standing like this. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. Imagine whatever is ahead of you. Whatsoever has, I don't know. I'm feeling sorry for those people who are standing on your way. Because God is coming after them as a man of war. The Bible says, now I want to see this. He says he has taken a zeal as a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. That's how a new thing will be done. You need to hear me. God will prevail against his enemies. If a demon is the one that is responsible for you to be in that prison, to be in that mess, to be in that situation, whether your children or your family, God is coming after them. Amen. He will break the prisons. He will remove people from darkness. He will take people out of the oppressions, because God is doing a new thing. Yes. Just raise up your hand. Say, Father, I worship you. Say, I give you the praise and the glory.
I give you the praise and the glory.
I give you all the honor.
I give you all the honor.
Say, be lifted high.
Be lifted high.
Say it again. Be lifted high.
Be lifted high.
I worship you right now.
I worship you right now.
Because a new thing is coming.
Because a new thing is coming.
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 In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Say amen.
Amen. Come on, celebrate Jesus, somebody.